Psychological abuse is often called the wound no one can see. Because of that, it tends to get less attention than physical abuse. We called on psychologist Stephen Stosny, who's written several books on the subject, to help us understand what exactly is psychological abuse.
You have to distinguish between abusive acts and an abusive relationship. Psychological abusive behavior is just hurting the feelings of someone, trying to make them feel inferior, they're not as good as you. And that can happen in any relationship. You're upset, you say the wrong thing, you call a name, you're insulting or demeaning. But then you apologize for it and you reconnect. An abusive relationship is where you do those behaviors systematically to control or dominate another person, to get them to submit to what you want. And you don't apologize. You feel self-righteous. You made me do it, or you had it coming, or if you were a better person, I wouldn't have to do that.
How prevalent is that in relationships?
Well, psychological abuse is very prevalent. It's probably about 1 in 4 relationships go through some period where they will have psychological abuse.
1 in 4?
Yeah, it's a precursor to violence. About 40% of them will become domestic violence. But psychologically speaking, it actually does more damage than physical abuse. The only time that's not true is if the physical abuse does some kind of crippling or maiming or disfigurement. Otherwise, psychological abuse has more psychological effects. You feel worse about yourself for longer.
What kind of toll does it take over time then?
It impairs your ability to sustain interest, trust, compassion, and love. In other words, you can't love without hurt. We are actually programmed to believe what people we love say and how they treat us to be about us. I call it the mirror of love. The only way you know how lovable you are and how valuable your love is to other people is by interacting with people you love. So if somebody hits you, it's a little bit easier to see that person has a problem, at least an impulse control problem. But when they're demeaning you or making you feel inferior, you're actually psychologically programmed to believe that's your problem.
Are there triggers?
Yes. And there's an interesting gender distinction of whether a man is abusive or a woman is abusive. If a woman is abusive, she will usually hit the male vulnerabilities of dread of failure as a provider, protector, lover, or parent. So she will say, you know, I could have married somebody who made more money than you. I had better sex with my last boyfriend. You're a terrible parent, and I don't feel secure with you. When a man is abusive, he tends to hit fear vulnerabilities. He'll make her afraid that he's going to hurt her, or he'll trigger her fear of isolation, that nobody will love you, nobody will care about you, and her fear of deprivation. She can't have a nest. She can't buy anything for the house. She can't buy anything for herself.
If someone is listening to this and they recognize what you are describing in their own household, what should they do?
Well, first they have to recognize that this is not going to get better on its own, because every time that you do it, the perpetrator of it feels bad about himself or herself for doing it. And more, because you don't like yourself when you hurt people you love for whatever reason. And who's more likely to be abusive, the valued self or the devalued self? So they devalue themselves for doing it, and that makes it more likely that they'll continue doing it. It's really hard to stop on your own once it becomes habituated behavior, so they're going to need help to do it. If it's not too entrenched, ordinary marriage counseling can help. If it becomes habituated, though, they need something more heroic, like we do 3-day boot camps where it's 8 hours a day for 3, sometimes 4 days. It needs something that drastic to break through the habits. Once you're in the habit of hurting someone you love, it's very hard to stop the habit.
Mr. Stosny, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Stephen Stosny is an expert on psychological abuse. He's also the author of the book Love Without Hurt.